your need-to-know cultural snapshot of Wisconsin and beyond. This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. Now, here's your host, Sandy Max.
And you have seen the mural of Milwaukee Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo on Wisconsin Avenue, arms outstretched. Another Milwaukee legend of the sports world is getting a mural right now, Bob Uecker. And the creator of this massive Bob Uecker mural is in the studio with me right now, artist Mauricio Ramirez. How are you, Mauricio?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Did you just come right over from the mural?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I spend all day, as soon as the sun's out, I'm out there. And, you know, if the sun goes down, then, you know, that's pretty much to call it a day. I wish I could paint 24 hours, but, you know, we have our limitations.
But this is a fascinating process. So right there at Mason and Jackson, so about a block east of the Pfister, that enters there, Mason Street Grill, maybe a block or so west of Cathedral Square Park.
Yep.
It's the Wintrust building right there, and it's north facing.
It's the best location. I mean, there's so much cool architecture surrounding me. So it's like painting in front of, you know, just the history of Milwaukee and just adding to that type of, you know, cultural landscape. It's amazing. It's the biggest honor.
How does this compare to creating the Giannis Antetokounmpo mural?
It compares drastically because it's three times larger, and it's just the logistics are just so much crazier this time around because it's so tall. It's about 102 feet tall, and you know, that alone is just like crazy because, you know, how do you create something that scale? You know, and it's very challenging and stuff, but you know, I'm glad that they're able to trust me with it.
Is this the largest mural you've ever created?
I wouldn't say it's the largest per square foot, but it's definitely the most challenging with a lot of moving parts.
Most artists like that. They like that challenge.
Yeah, sometimes they do, but you know, the stakes are really high with this one. You know, you're painting one of the most prominent figures in Milwaukee and culture and American pop culture. And you know, it's just, you really got to be on point with everything that you do and just be super sharp.
Mauricio, describe what the finished Bob Uecker mural will look like.
Yeah, the finished Bob Uecker mural will pretty much be like this really great, respectful mural of, you know, a great portrait, you know, touching on the architecture at the ballpark and just kind of paying respects to, you know, his history of, you know, baseball, you know, is Mr. Baseball. So, you know, you kind of lead with that. And ultimately, you know, it's just great realism artwork.
What I can see so far, because it's been fun to go by every single day and see the progress on this massive side of the building, and then often seeing you up there in the cherry picker rolling on the paint. It's fascinating. We'll get into the process, but it looks like the outline, a big white outline of Bob Uecker on the mic with the stadium behind him. That's what we can see so far. Is that what I'm getting out of it? What else?
Yeah, that's exactly. You hit it on the head right there. You know, it's an image of him, you know, with the microphone, you know, and kind of in this famous, like, image of him at his desk on the right side. And so it's just kind of, you know, really taking that snapshot and just kind of making it forever.
Now, who commissioned you to create this massive public art?
Yeah, it was a group of three, you know, the Wintrust Financial Center Group and Milwaukee Downtown and Visit Milwaukee all kind of, you know, teamed up and really wanted to get this done. And, you know, I pretty much got selected to, you know, carry out the project, you know.
What direction were you given? Were you given themes or words or images or colors?
Yeah, I mean, they obviously wanted his face, but, you know, there's so many different types of styles. But so what I did, I just kind of came up with a couple visual candidates and kind of presented it to them and, you know, took some notes from that and then just kind of responded to that. And, you know, between, you know, 2 to 3 rounds, we had our final, you know, visual, you know, artwork.
I thought it was interesting to go back and forth. I wondered if that was, if they just let the creator create and go, okay, here we go. Or if there was some back and forth.
Yeah, sometimes it does happen and it works on the first try. But, you know, with, I think it's sometimes it's better when you get feedback and you just really dig into, you know, the nuts and bolts of what everything is going to be on the wall and stuff. And it's always great to get people's perspectives. And, you know, I think that's the biggest strength when you have different stakeholders coming in together and teaming up on the creativity part.
Bob Uecker is such an emotional figure for all of us here in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin. So I have to think that there are a lot of people who are passionate about getting this artwork right with the right essence.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the biggest, you know, responsibility as me as an artist is to carry that out and carry it respectfully and just give it my all and not just, you know, run through it. No, this has got to be with the most care and, you know, really with the most weight, you know, on my shoulders to really paint this.
Who's the biggest Bob Uecker fan in your life?
Everybody, you know, everybody has their own story of Bob Uecker, and it's just really cool to hear these different perspectives on how they viewed him and stuff. But ultimately, you know, they all cherished him and loved him and just really was proud of that, you know, he was here in Milwaukee.
Continuing this creative conversation with the artist making the Bob Uecker mural downtown happen with his own hands, rolling that paint on. We're going to find out about the fascinating process of using a 10-story tall building as your canvas. More with Mauricio Ramirez next on What's on Tap.
This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
Welcome back to What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. Handcrafted, homegrown, world-class. Discover more at visitmilwaukee.org.
Just a bit outside.
You know that Uecker line from Major League. And instead of just a bit outside, there's an artwork coming together that is completely outside. A Bob Uecker mural that you have probably heard about. And I am thrilled to have as my in-studio guest the artist that is creating this Bob Uecker mural, Mauricio Ramirez. And Mauricio, this is on the side of the Wind Trust building, downtown Mason and Jackson, 10 stories high. What's the exact parameters of this mural that will show Bob Uecker on the mic at the ballpark?
Yeah, so the mural measures out 80 feet wide, and the very top of the colored band is about 100 feet. So it's about 80 feet wide, 100 feet tall. Massive.
Did you know it was going to be this big when you applied, when you got the commission, when these discussions started?
You know, I tried to create the mural more around 50 to 60 feet, but because the building was so large, so tall, that it just looked so small and so awkward. So we needed to really blow it up and ultimately utilize that, you know, that tall canvas and just utilize the best way to just design the mural, design any artwork that fits, you know, that building, but more or less the portrait work.
So you mentioned earlier that this is a big challenge for you. What's the most challenging part of creating a 100-foot by 80-foot mural?
Yeah, the hardest thing is just, honestly, it's just the heights, the sheer like fear of heights and being up there 100 feet up in the air and then trying to perform and create your best work and, you know, really just trusting your gut and just being the sharpest that you could ever be, because any mistake could be, you know, it could be pretty dangerous. And, you know, the wind's blowing up there and you're moving, you know, this $250,000 machine that takes you up there. And, you know, that's a whole, it's just a lot of moving things. So, I mean, besides that, just the heights, the higher you go, the harder it is to just work on a building.
I'll bet. If you go to WTMJ.com, our YouTube page, or if you text the word watch to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, text the word watch to 855-616-1620. I've been stopping by every day taking progress report photos. So we'll show you a photo on the WTMJ YouTube live stream because you will see, I call it a cherry picker. What's the actual name for the machine that lifts you all the way up to paint?
I think it's just the technical term is called an working aerial platform. And I guess people call them boom lifts, you know, scissor lifts, whatever it is. You know, I just call it a little boom lift. That's it. I don't know why, but that's just what they call it in the industry.
Gotcha. Okay. So text the word watch to 855-616-1620, Siding Unlimited, WTMJ talk and text line. I'll call it the boom lift because that's fun. But it is, you call it a platform, but that's not very wide. It's a very narrow rectangle with a mesh floor on it that you are elevating on, and you're controlling this boom lift all by yourself.
Correct.
Do you have a buddy system? Is it really just you in the parking lot every day?
Pretty much now I've gotten more comfortable, but for the first week, it was definitely nerve-wracking. I've definitely had to have a ground guy just kind of watch me and take photos every time I moved it, just to make sure to see where it was at on the wall. Shout out to Austin. Austin was my ground guy. And he was just taking photos from across the street to make sure that the boom lift was pitched right and making sure that I felt safe. And But after that first week, I feel really good about everything. And I just feel, I feel like I've bonded with the lift and I'm now connected with it.
I feel like maybe you should name it. So truly, this is fascinating from a logistics standpoint. It's one thing to be the artist and draw this and have the essence of Bob Uecker come to life through your artistry. But now talk about the logistics. What is your process? Is it a grid system? Like, you've got paper. I've seen your rolls of paper. I saw painted on the very bottom, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way, letter M. So what is this system that you have to be able to pretty quickly, over a couple of weeks, paint a 100-foot mural of Bob Uecker?
Yeah. So, you know, I just use the grid system and the letters and numbers that you're speaking of. It just kind of helps me navigate the wall. So I'll have a row of 1 through 30 starting from the top going all the way to the bottom. And then from left to right, it'll be, you know, the letters A through M. And that just kind of helps me navigate, take it, you know, piece by piece, step by step, and just focus on a certain area that I could, you know, control. And I just kind of multiply that and just keep on going. And ultimately, with good faith, that it's all going to work out in the end and stuff. So the pieces of paper, they just kind of help me stencil on a few things that I just kind of need and the outline. And from that outline, I'll just kind of start to blend in the colors. And, you know, I'll use that with using spray paint that's, you know, imported from, you know, Europe and Germany and Spain and stuff. But it's a very like specific type of spray paint that's specific for mural making.
Interesting. I would assume because it's hardy and more weather resistant.
That, and it comes in way more colors too. You know, you have like 10 shades of yellow, you know, and it just, for a mural like this, you kind of want all those different shades, especially the flesh tones and all the browns and peaches and cream colors to really just make that portrait pop.
Now, I saw you a couple days ago. I visited you. We did an Instagram reel and you were tearing up duct tape into little strips so you could then tape these quadrants of paper onto the brick wall to paint?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And, you know, these papers have little holes in them. So you kind of spray the holes with spray paint and then you take off the paper and leaves your mark. So it's just kind of like taking it tile by tile using the paper. So ultimately, the mural's printed out by scale using these tiles and stuff. And I have a graphic designer that I work with here in Milwaukee named Armand Gonzalez, and he kind of helps me you know, figure that out. You know, I'll create the artwork and then he'll blow it up to size and stuff. So it's a little bit of, you know, doing the project with your friends, you know, Austin, Armand, you know, LeBrant, and all these people just kind of, you know, really trusting. Cause like, who do you trust with a big project? So you trust like, you know, people that you know, really.
So you're working with, is it Armand? So is he creating that through software instead of, I have in my head that you would do a big projection somewhere. Do you have like the world's hugest warehouse and do a projection, or is this literally tile by tile?
Yeah, tile by tile, 6 feet by 3 feet. And we just send it to the printers and they print it out. But Armand specializes in Illustrator and Photoshop, and he's able to kind of help me, you know, blow that up into the file that the printer needs and stuff. So, you know, I'm more the artistic, you know, guy to, you know, create the ideas, and then he just helps me polish them and get it ready for large format and stuff. So
it takes a village.
Yeah.
Mauricio Ramirez, the artist who is designing and now painting the big Bob Uecker mural soon to be unveiled. We'll find out more about what it's like to paint outside and what the timeline is for this Uecker mural next on What's on Tap.
What's on Tap with Sammy Max is back on WTMJ.
Bob Uecker. Get up, get out of here, gone. Artist Mauricio Ramirez is in the studio with me. You've been getting up, first of all, early and way up high to paint this brand new big Bob Uecker mural in downtown Milwaukee. I've driven by almost every day since it was announced last Thursday to see what we can see. And it's so fascinating to see you in progress up on the boom lift with a big old roller brush making this mural come to life little by little, seeing the shapes of Bob Uecker, seeing the microphone, seeing the ridges of the roof of the stadium. It's very exciting. What has some of the reaction been so far to seeing you outside painting in the wind and the weather? Are birds a problem?
The birds are definitely a problem. Watch out. They're always around trying to attack. But, you know, the reaction's been great. I've seen everybody get their phones out, right? And that's always a great sign. Everyone just kind of snapping photos of the progress. And hopefully I could just bring some like wonder and awe of like breaking up their day, you know, just seeing something being created.
That's great. Tell me more about the birds, because we hear them. Don't take French fries up there. Are they truly a pest? Do they come dive bombing?
They don't come dive bombing, but, you know, they're always, like, dropping, like, you know, like, and, like, it's just been it could be a mess. It could get messy, to be honest, because you're right on the ledge, and they like to hang out on the ledge, so that's, like, another thing I didn't even think about, but, yeah, you just find out all these new things with every new mural and new site and stuff, but...
It's good luck in some countries, Mauricio, to have that added organic material to your mural. What have been some, other than birds, any other unexpected challenges or a true lesson that you've learned that you'll take into your next mural?
You know, just really trusting my gut and, like, just being safe. Ultimately, at the end of the day, because the wind, it gets pretty gusty up there when you're up there, and it'll humble you for sure. And then just kind of, you know, something like that. But, you know, I'm about to get into that most difficult part of the mural, which is the portraiture work. So I'm just really hyper focused on making sure that I get all the details right.
And would you share with everyone, I asked you, when's your next vacation? Because this is going to be a big celebration once this is finished. And you had a really meaningful answer.
This is kind of like a semi-vacation, you know, it's almost like an artist in residency because, you know, I wake up every day before the sun gets up and I get ready and I'm just super excited to, you know, get to paint all day. You know, it's a really like blessing and I'm just really feel honored to just do that and have that be my job. And, you know, I always give thanks and stuff, but you know, honestly, it's just painting all day, sleeping at night, and it's just, you know, the same routine, but it's like a really great routine. It's like the best routine, you know, and for me to just do that, I can't wait to wake up the next morning to get up and be nice and fresh to just start doing this art project. You know, it's awesome. It's amazing.
You have a passion for bringing this Bob Uecker mural to life, 100 feet tall, 80 feet wide on the side of the Wind Trust building. One last question for you. What is the timeline? When do you expect, let's say all the weather is great and all conditions are favorable, when do you expect to have the mural finished?
Yeah, I would say the early June, you know, somewhere around June 4th to June 5th. I'd say hopefully, you know, I could get everything done in that time period, but you never know, you know, weather, whatever. It might even come a little bit earlier because I'm going to be finding out a lot of new things when I'm painting this. Never painted anything this large at such like a realism type of style. So I'm excited to get into it.
And will you be painting this weekend or taking the holiday weekend off?
Oh, I'm definitely painting this weekend. You know, I'm here to do a job. So every day is just like, I can't wait to get in. I can't imagine taking a day off the wall when I have the boom lift right there and all the paint ready. It's like, let's go.
Keep an eye on him. Mauricio Ramirez, artist creating the Bob Uecker mural. See him at the corner of Jackson and Mason all this weekend. Hopefully with the great weather.
Yep. Thanks.
Thanks so much. Keep creating and we'll keep you updated here on What's on Tap. I look forward to our next visit.
All right.